One of the big issues that everyone is talking about when it comes to classical music is dwindling audiences, loss of interest among young people. Do you have any thoughts about what we might do to be able to generate interest?
We have to remember that when Mozart wrote, his music was the current music of the day. It incorporated jokes about what was happening in society. There were political references. Shostakovich's music was banned in Russia because of the political element of his music, or what was perceived to be the political element of his music. The challenge now is that we have YouTube, we have computers, we have electronic music, we have pop music. So what is considered classical music is no longer obvious music of today. It's our challenge to make it the music of today. Orchestras are not museums. They're living, breathing organisms. So we commission new music that speaks to what's happening today. We have pieces that use electronics. We have pieces that use percussion instruments that are actually just remnants that are found in dumpsters. We have the challenge of taking an orchestra outside of just the concert hall and making it a relevant part of society. And there are easier ways to do that and more challenging ways to do that. In this orchestra, do a lot with social media and educational outreach. And the first two concerts on our season, we have collaborations with the chorus at Eastern High School and then the chorus at Whitman Elementary School. So it's not just how do we get young people to come to a concert, but our approach and the approach that many organizations use is to incorporate young people into the performances. The orchestra is now in its 23rd year, and many players have been in the orchestra for 5, 10, 15 years. We have some founding players. When people have the opportunity to play together week after week, it's like chamber music, where people are able to really learn how to play with each other, and there's a sense of teamwork, and the players are very good. So they're able to really let go a little of what's on the page in front of them and listen to their stand partner, to their section, to the soloist, and being ready for surprises. And we had some surprises and we pulled through them.
You learned how to conduct in Vienna. I wanted to ask you about that. Did you feel that you grew from that experience? It's a selective school.
I spent a year studying at the University of Music and Performing Arts in Vienna as a postgraduate student. I completed my undergraduate and graduate studies in New York at SUNY Purchase, just north of Manhattan. And the thing about studying in Vienna is that it's a university setting, but it's Vienna. So there's music everywhere. The Vienna Philharmonic performs regularly, as well as the Vienna State Opera and all sorts of visiting orchestras. And on top of that, there is the opportunity to visit where Beethoven lived, where Mozart lived, where Haydn lived, and see the instruments that were in their apartments and really absorb not just the music that we see on the page, but the history behind the music and what was Beethoven looking at. What was the path that he walked every morning as he was writing in his head or before he would sit down to write? The university is a very traditional European model, and it's extremely competitive to get in. I was the only American student in the entire university, which was really, that presented its own set of challenges, not just studying music, but studying conducting in German and being definitely out of my comfort zone. But as I said, with anyone who joins the orchestra, I really believe that putting yourself in a situation where you're outside of your comfort zone, it forces you to work really hard and come out of it bigger and better. And so the university is where some very well-known conductors like Zubin Mehta studied. So I came out of a class that has a lot of history and really had a wonderful, extraordinarily challenging education. And the European approach to conducting is different than it is here in the United States. And it allows me now back in the United States to approach sound in a different way, which presents all sorts of exciting challenges.
Someone just said to me, a lot of musicianship has nothing to do with holding the baton. So when you say that this experience exposed you to a way of conducting that was entirely different, explain to me a little bit about exactly what you mean or what you bring that was maybe spurred by that experience.
I think in general, the American orchestra sound is more, I don't want to say in your face, but it's a very direct approach to making sound. When an orchestra plays a chord, everyone starts together, everyone stops together. It's very sharp. And the European approach is more rounded. And a chord won't necessarily start with everyone playing together. The bass, the string basses, as well as the tuba and the lower sounding instruments, start slightly before. So a chord is almost rolled, not as a hard and fast rule, but in general. It's just there's a rounder shape to the sound.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.